from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Four o'clock in the Music City. So you know what time it is, time for the second hour or first hour. Man, I'm already jumped ahead too far here already.
Comment on my Battlehawks hoodie.
I haven't yet. I mean, literally, we just started the show and I already started saying it's the second hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, how does that feel for you? You know, this feels weird. Hey, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dossi, Zach Williams, this is the Afternoon Stretch.
Who cares?
Just welcome in, all right? You understand what this is already. It feels weird because we were at the Hermitage Strike and Spare for the first show back from Thanksgiving break, whatever you want to call it. And then you had, so we were on location there, kind of felt strange, but there was an energy about it for the whole bowling event and everything, which went fantastic. Yeah, I got to give it to George. That went absolutely fantastic. So great job on that. But now we're back in studio and I still feel like I got to get back in the rhythm of doing this.
Really?
Yeah, I feel that.
Wow.
I feel weird right now.
You're an amateur. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too professional.
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case. But I do like your Battlehawks hoodie.
I'm surprised you never said anything about it before.
I saw it in my head and like thought about it and it looked cool. This is the first time I think you've worn it.
In a while, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen you wear it before, I don't think.
I don't know why.
Do you think that's worth anything?
No.
No?
No.
I wonder if you can get it because, I mean...
No, you can't get it.
It's XFL geared. It's...
No, this is like... This was for us. You can't get it.
Yeah. Can't buy that.
I have two of them, too.
I don't know. I mean, it is a clean look. I like the XFL logo.
Yeah.
I thought the XFL
First of
logo
all,
was cool.
The XFL was cool, like the logo, but the X didn't stand for anything. So it was just like, what are we doing?
Well, because remember, it was Extreme Football League.
No, even back then, it wasn't Extreme.
I thought that's what it was.
No, back then, the X never meant anything. You look it up. It never meant anything.
I remember there was a whole, like...
People just made that up.
There was a whole... I think there was a... Was there a WWF championship belt when the first one went out? There was some sort of, like... They did a whole promo about it. I remember The Rock came out and did, like, something to, like, announce the first game or something like that. But... yeah, I remember there was a bunch of stuff, but I always thought it was Extreme Football League. That's why I thought the X was for.
No, it doesn't stand for anything.
It's just X Football League.
Yep.
That's stupid. Now I hate it more. So thanks for ruining something I enjoyed.
Well, there was nothing extreme about the league. It was just football.
We want you to call in 615-844-5600. It was fun last night. Obviously I mentioned we were at the Strike and Spare Hermitage there. And, of course now we're in the Strike and Spare Studios.
What do you say?
It was a fun time last night to get to somebody comment something.
Yeah, it was Dario Dangbo, former Vanderbilt D lineman. He said extra.
Extra football
the
league.
Extra football league. Hey, which I mean it's
low key. It was.
just for a bunch of secondary side supporting characters, a bunch of NPCs on teams.
Oh, I'm sorry. Taylor Heineke was a backup in that league, and now he's leading teams on primetime football. So,
world loves irony.
Yeah, I don't know if that's even irony. Is he not just good? Or has he just been getting lucky with
short
all his
kings
teams?
Rise up. That's all I'm
he
saying.
He is short. You posted that photo on Twitter of you and him, you under center with him. And, like, you're a big guy. We talk about it all the time. But he looks, like, really small next to you.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to be, like, what, like 5'8", 5'9"?
No, he's listed as 5'10", probably 9'.
Really?
8, yeah.
Got to be something like that. That was a boring game, though, last night. I watched it for maybe like 5 seconds.
Did you see the Washington kicker get injured?
Yeah, that's their second one that's gotten injured now this season. How do you do that? How do you consistently get a kicker injured in games in a season? I don't, they're like the Titans now. The Titans did that for a few years.
I don't know. I'm surprised no one signed my old XFL kicker. He was, I think he'd never missed a kick.
What was his name?
Broncos signed him in the COVID year, and he missed a 60-yarder. Taylor Russolino.
And that's all it takes.
Yeah, I know.
You miss one, and they're like,
he was absolute money all the time, and he never got signed again after that. That sucks so hard.
Anyways. Extra Football League. That makes so much. That really is the name. Good job. Good job, whoever I forgot said
Dari.
That. Dari. Good job.
Or as most people call him, Dare. They don't know how to say any of their names. Odangbo, so his brother Dio plays for the Colts.
Yeah,
so
okay.
You always listen to them say their last name. It's hilarious.
Odingbo. Odingbo.
Ding dong.
I still think of like every time the Titans are on national TV, it's Kevin Byard, right? Like Byard is his
Bird.
Name. But will you get Bird or you'll get Byard? Like there's two Y's in it.
Byard.
Kevin Byard. That's all I can ever think whenever I love it when national media people, especially to see somebody like, I'm not even going to try to say the last name again.
Odangbo.
If they try to see that.
Yeah,
it's like there's nothing worse than when you get to like a play-by-play gig or something and then you start getting all these teams.
Well, a lot of people got called out for what was it? It was when the United States men's basketball team was about to go to the Olympics and they were playing those exhibitions and they played Nigeria. And they got roasted pretty hard.
You can't say them. You can't.
Dare's mom was the one that retweeted the clip and I saw it and she was like, this is disgraceful how they were mispronouncing the names.
I've seen a lot of like hockey. Well, a lot of hockey guys too, who, you know, there's tons of them from Sweden. And you start getting Schvecklin, Scharn, and
yeah, those
everything.
Europeans need to calm down.
Some of those names, man, they get tough to see. They're tough. But we had there was a couple kids that were in I want to say it was Lebanon. They had some tough names. They were playing basketball when I was doing play by play. I'd go to say their names, and it was almost impossible sometimes.
Hey, one time we played, I can't remember if it was TSU or MTSU, but there was a guy on the D line named Rock. So we always get our scouting reports right. And they have their names. His name is Rock, R-O-C-K, hyphen M. So we were like, what? And, you know, so we were like, Rock Dasham.
Rock Dasham.
Rock Dasham. That's his name.
Is that the name?
I don't know. What kind of name is that?
That's a great name.
Maybe. Oh. No, a great name is Bruno.
No.
You know what's not a great name?
What's that? I wonder what it could be. Go ahead. Let's do this classic comedy routine. What's not a great routine, Bruno?
I don't know. There's a lot of bad names. Eric, Dylan, Zach.
Yeah, you know, just mix it in. Mix it in like it wasn't there.
James, John. It's all the same.
I'm pissed off at this station. Because I got to deal with you, right? And then I got to deal with Pogue. And I got to deal with other people that took the photo last night and put it on Pogue.
I think the station's pissed at you because the only reason I'm here is you.
True, probably.
So they're like, why are we letting him do this?
This station let that photo go up, and it's still up.
Oh, yeah.
I told Pogue,
I was like, never delete that.
That is not what I look like. My wife saw it. I showed her, and she said, that's not. She was like, that's terrible. She was like, are you 500 pounds? I was like, it looks like it, doesn't it?
We need to crop you out and put you, Spencer, if you're listening, we need to crop you out and put you, you know those two, the 600 pound sisters or whatever, we need to put you in a picture.
My bills are paid. Yeah. I pay my bills. My bills are paid.
Isn't that funny how there's a whole industry of just watching like morbidly sick people live their lives?
That's basically the show.
I mean, I'm sick in a different way.
Yeah, you're sick.
At least I do stuff.
I'm sick with it. So, you know.
Dude.
It's like, whatever. What are you doing? I'm just, you know, I'm being sick with it. I went to the doctor. And then
you're lucky we don't have an audience because you'd be getting clowned right now.
Would I?
Yeah.
Or would I be getting literal cracking noises from their rib cages breaking in half because they're laughing so hard? That's how I like to look at it.
Can I go home yet?
615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. I don't even think I've mentioned that yet. We want y'all to call in. It's an easy way to do it. Lines available for you. Ray Dosky. We haven't talked much to Ray today. Ray hadn't even looked at us today, it looks like. Are you mad at us today, Ray?
No. I was just posting stuff on social media. Social media stuff.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Did you have fun last night?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, because you did the 8 o'clock bowling.
I did.
With that event.
Yeah, two different energies.
What did you bowl? Like, what was your score?
Not even worth mentioning on air.
Was it above 100?
No.
It wasn't above 100?
No.
Oh, no.
The first one was 106, and the second one, which actually was a better game, 128.
That's sad.
Yeah. No. What's sad is that I was playing, it was the second, because you know you have two games, right? So the second game, of course, I go, I'm playing, all right, I warmed up. Got a game in, I'm good to go. Go to the second game. And there's these guys that come out of nowhere. They've got the gloves, the shirts, like, They even got the name on the shirt. I'm like, oh, we're in
You don't
trouble.
Like those guys when they have like the wrist guard.
Yeah. No, he had that. He had the wrist guard, the forearm guard. He had his name on his shirt like that, made some sponsors. I'm like, this is bad.
Showing up like a NASCAR car.
Yeah, it's not one of those guys who like look the part but might not play the part. This guy was able to play the part. The first nine pins, it was like X. Like he almost was at a perfect frame. Game last night. A frame, sorry.
Spoken like somebody who bowls.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I bowl like literally in the low 100s. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
At least you're there with Bruno, though. Both of y'all bowl under 100.
Yeah.
Shout out Vandy Bowling, by the way. Did you see they finally?
I did.
And they said they burned. Did you see they burned Bruno on there?
Yeah, they burned me. It was fun.
They burned you. They hate you now too. Also, they told me in a DM. So,
well, his spin was fire though. At the end, he'll spin.
Hey, when you're
was the spin to cover up your plumber's crack because you knew it was on video.
There was a plumber's crack.
Probably. I'm just assuming you're a big dude. You're bending over. No, it just kind of happens.
Exactly. Tell me for validity.
Zach's never seen an athletic big guy in his life, and well, most big guys can be athletic. So it is what it is.
Joe Townsend.
He's right now.
Not now. I mean, at one point he was. That's the only. That's probably it, Bo.
Even Joe couldn't move like me.
Probably not.
Joe could play football better, but he couldn't move like me.
Mm. It was definitely a nice little ballet move, though. It was like, it was like a little spin. If he was on his toes, I think he could have done it.
It was nice. Yeah. I thought the ball was going to hit more than two pins, but you know, what can you do? What can you do? You had a good time. Who were you partnered up with?
So I was partnered with Frank from Smyrna.
Oh
yeah, I was partnered with him. He's a lot of fun. A lot of laughters. Yeah. I also was with Ted Jennings and Tim, who was one of Frank's buddies. He's the one who kind of got him into the tournament, to the charity event. The first guys we were sponsored was Andy Bass, who's part of the Pittsburgh Pirates staff. Great guy. Amazing. And then in our second game, I guess, I don't know, they made me the celebrity or what, because we didn't get mashed up with a celebrity. I don't know what happened. I think they were like one short yesterday. So I was just like, yeah, so
you were the celebrity, man.
I mean, I don't know.
How did it feel, Ray?
Huh?
I'm gonna address the elephant in the room. How did it feel there?
I mean,
being around all those people.
It was fun. It was good. It gives me a chance to kind of like engage with the listeners. I saw Tony from Nolensville.
Guys, I mean,
Tony's awesome.
Tony
awesome.
Was you and John holding it down.
Yeah.
We kept telling John like how much he's missed Jeff. He wish Jeff was there.
I think you guys are missing one. I definitely felt it. I was like, this is a definite white person party.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm
on like, it now. How does it feel?
Was a lot of Caucasians. Will I say? Yes, there was.
It was awesome.
Outside of a lot of the Caucasians, there was you, Burton, you.
Brought my brother-in-law.
Derek Mason. That's awesome.
Every time I hear that name, it triggers me.
It's not that one, though. It's the other one. The Titans. The Titans, Derek Mason. That was about, that was.
Yeah, Cortland Finnegan and Derek Mason came after you.
Cortland Finnegan was there that
Yeah,
Cortland. Yeah, Keith Bullock came at the, in the 8 o'clock. You were part of the 8 o'clock group. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That, I love Burton. He was there, and he claims that he did not see us at the front door.
That is such bull.
He claims he didn't see us. Burton. Anybody who we know, we've been going over this for a while.
Hey, Burton, you're a very distinct guy, let's just say, especially in that environment. It's not hard to see you walk in.
Let's also not say this either. We were sitting at the front door with a PA speaker out talking. You're a very noticeable person. I think we're both very noticeable. But you put any people behind a PA speaker talking, you know they're there. So he definitely heard us, and he gave me the excuse. He's like, "Oh, I thought I was running late, so I wanted to just hurry up and get back there." But I saw him glance over. He knew it. I think he was scared. Scared running.
He's a funny guy.
Were you guys like when you come into the entrance, like right next to the signage table? Is that where you guys were to the left?
Yeah,
in front of those games.
Literally,
there's no way he can miss you. No way.
No way.
Because when you walk in, you either look left or right.
He was zooming when he walked in. He walked.
He was. Room. I will say
because he saw you before he was able to see through the doors.
I will say there's glass doors going in. Anybody who's been to that Hermitage Strike and Spare knows there's glass doors. He saw us walking up. So
he locked on you guys before he walked in.
I think he didn't want to do one of two things. He didn't want to confront Bruno, which I don't blame.
Or he didn't want to confront Bruno.
Well, that's the other one. And he didn't want to have to jump on the mic with us to confront Bruno you know, like in person on air.
I'm sorry, yeah, but improv insult is my thing. Like, he just would not survive on air with me.
I think both of us. Like, it was just going to be bad. He didn't have Pogue there either to help back him up. You know,
Pogue going to do?
Pogue's got some jape, right? He's got some witty banter. If you listen every once in a while, he'll sneak in a joke. No,
that guy we interviewed, what was his name? Start with a P?
I'm forgetting.
The GM.
Well, he was better than
both of them.
Yeah, he was great.
Why can't I go eat? He was like, we just don't have enough food. Like,
Philip
like,
Cox, that's
right off the rip. I was like, okay, this guy can play.
Director of revenue for Strike and Spear. He was great. Yeah, he was good on air, but they didn't want to, you know, I don't blame him. I don't blame him for sneaking by.
Well, Pogue wasn't wanting to be there because he just wanted the gift card.
Well, that's also a part of it.
Yeah.
That's a part of it. But if you look, think about the environment. There's a bunch of media people in there, a bunch of heavy hitters in there. And then where does Burton not want to get clowned? You know, he don't want to get clowned on air, but he definitely don't want to get clowned on air in front of all of the peers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the cool thing about being a young
kid. He won't be Johnny Nashville either, by the way, after that.
I don't know, that's the cool thing about being there is like I have no idea who any of those people were, and they have no idea who I am. So it's just the perfect mix for me to just go and eat all the food I want, you know, and not get judged.
You saw Chris Lee.
Yeah, I do know who he is.
It was cool to see Tony from Nolansville. I'd never met him before, so that was cool.
He looks exactly how I thought he would look.
Did he really?
Yeah,
he's a huge dude.
Yeah,
like he's
big boy gang.
Yeah, he's like you and him are like eye level.
I saw Mike from Melrose.
Yeah, Mike and Steve and a lot of them. I mean, they were all really fun, and was glad to finally put some faces to the voices that we hear a lot of the times. All right, we need to run to our first break. When we come back, we're going to get in some actual sports talk, just kind of kicking the mule around right now. But we're going to talk about this whole Brian Kelly situation that's going on because, you know, these coaches have a lot of honor and respect. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600 here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Quite typical right now on the South Loop, the West Loop. It's built into the north on 65. All that traffic headed up into Goodlettsville, trying to get on to Vietnam. Vets headed out towards Sumner County. 40 eastbound at Charlotte Pike. They talk about a wreck there. We'll check it out. Dickerson Pike at Doverside. Still trying to clean up that wreck out of the intersection. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Check them out online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokhara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokhara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokhara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokhara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokhara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance for passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back in the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. If you want to get involved, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. It's the best way to get involved. Got lines available for you, that is. Tony in Nolensville. Tony, it was so good to see you yesterday.
Good afternoon, guys, and it was my pleasure to see y'all and being able to put the faces with the voices and the celebrities, which I call y'all part of the celebrity show. I tell you what, it was really fun. And Bruno, I'm sorry you missed the picture with me, Ray, and Zach, but I did get the picture when I walked in the door. I saw y'all when I walked in the door. I took a picture of you right off the bat. And let me say this. I'm going to throw a shout out to John Burton. We and John bowled in the lane beside me in my second game. And we did have a lot of fun together. We had some good times. It was great. And with you guys, had a blast also. And Bruno, I'm going to tell you what, and like I say, I'm not no little guy. But my wife, when you stood up beside me, and I'm a pretty good-sized guy, my wife said, "He makes you look small." She said, "There's not many people make you look small."
And yeah, and also I'm jacked too. And I'm jacked and good looking. So it's just so crazy. I know.
My size is a little different than his size. Mine is 40, 50 something years away from him.
Yeah. I'll be there eventually.
Yeah, I used to look like you. Many, many years ago. Everything that's around the midsection today is what used to be upstairs in the chest part.
So you're saying Bruno was looking at his future self when he met you?
Yeah, probably. No, that's my ideal. That's my ideal body type when I get older.
We were the true before and after, Zach.
That's good.
The before and after. Hey guys, it was great seeing y'all. I think everybody, like I say, had a great time. And you know, the stuff that all of you do, that all of you participate in, it's just phenomenal. And I'm just glad to be a small part and small participant in it. And it was y'all won't believe this, but I have talked to Jeff today. And Jeff and I had a good talk. I told him how much fun we did have last night and how much with all the celebrities that were there. And it was a good, solid talk. I'm sure he's listening now. I'm surprised I got in before he did. But we did. We had a good talk about all what went on last night. And but, guys, I'm going to ask y'all something sports-wise. With these coaches changing like they are and the money that's being generated to pay all these coaches and come up with all this type of money, where does it keep coming from? I'm just amazed by these buyouts and the money that just keeps coming to these coaches, and it's getting more elaborate, more than anything. Did I hear correctly today that Coach Riley at USC is going to have his own jet plane?
Yeah, he's getting a plane. They're buying his two houses. They're buying him two houses, I think. They're buying his other houses he already lived in.
Yeah, they bought one house that he has. He was building a second house, which equivalents to a $1 million signing bonus, and they're buying him a $6 million home. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
Maybe I should have gotten into coaching. I wouldn't have been a good coach.
Will you get that kind of money in your competition next week?
Well, and you know, it's not only he's buying the houses, they're buying both of the houses for $500,000 over asking.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So it's $1 million bonus, essentially.
It's just crazy. And I'm sure the Tennessee fans are really starting to get worried because they don't want Heupel to pull a Kiffin on them and, you know, do a one and done up there. I mean, because and for people to say, "Oh, that's not going to happen now." Who knows what's going to happen? You know,
yeah.
These coaches now are being offered so much money and so much to secure family futures in the financial situations. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And but that just it just blows my mind on all
well,
that.
You
and
think they would? You think they would learn too from when COVID hit? Now, obviously, that was a global pandemic that hadn't seen in a long time, so maybe they don't plan that way. But when COVID hit, remember when all these programs shut down? And you saw because there was no football, there was no money coming in, that they had to – programs were having to get rid of just sporting teams in general. So it was because of these crazy, outrageous contracts that they were paying some of these coaches. They couldn't afford the lacrosse team or whatever team that they had to close out for or move a sport through another season or something like that. So you would think they would have learned a little bit. And I honestly thought the contracts would come down a little bit, but I guess they're not.
My wife said a statement today. She was an accountant and for a big major company. And she said universities now should be, I think she said, losing their tax status exemptions with the way they're coming across a lot of these things and paying off a lot of this stuff and paying these coaches. She said, because if this keeps up, it's just, it's you're getting, and Zach, I think you've touched on this before, you're going to just have a whole bunch of people of the haves. And the have-nots is going to be a whole bunch of them, and they're never going to be able to catch up at all with the haves.
Well, what was the stat, right? It was like 48% of the states, or 48 states out of 50, their highest-paid state employee is what? Football coach. Yeah, it's a football coach.
Football coaches. That's unbelievable. Bruno, if you ever think about changing, now could be the time. You might be able to get Watson, and you and Watson go as a package.
I don't know. I like what I do now, and I value my free time.
That's the very end of the spectrum, too. You got the very old of Watson and the very young of Bruno, and they're going to bring you both. They're going to bring you all the views of humanity.
Once again, the before and after.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, guys, love seeing y'all last night. Enjoyed every minute of it. Keep up the good work. Great show as always.
Appreciate you, Tony.
To chime in early.
Thank you, man. Guys. Remember, you could jump in 615-844-5600. He brings up a good point, and it gets into that, the crazy contracts we're seeing.
Oh, let's stop calling it crazy. Let's call it what it is. It's stupid. What we're seeing now is just so stupid. The USC, did you see, like, they had the ban out there and the cheerleaders for Lincoln Riley? Like,
yeah.
It's just stupid. This is just also stupid.
So
it's not.
$110 million. USC is buying both his homes in Norman, so $500,000 over asking, which is basically like trying to buy a house in Nashville right now. You better have $500,000 over asking. So that's $1 million bonus. Buying a $6 million home in L.A. for him, and then unlimited use of his private jet 24/7 for his family.
Still a bad deal.
That private jet, dude, 24/7 use, expenses paid because the
fuel. Fly anywhere you want.
The fuel costs the most, right? But you can just, like you have a day off. Let's just fly to Rome.
I mean, and they're in LA. How far is the California to Hawaii flight? You know what I mean?
Like 5-6 hours?
Yeah.
Just take off. See ya. Do you have to clear TSA? I wonder. How does that even work?
Yeah, like, you do. But you do? It's private. Yeah. You just walk through. Two people will just sit there on the private part of the airport, and they'll just be like, all right, bop.
You go to a private hangar.
That's and then so, a lot of times you don't even show them stuff. They're just like, yeah, go. And they just check your name off.
And it's what we were talking about yesterday. We talked about near the end of the show, but it, I mean, they're hired guns. That's just all it is. That's all head coaches, especially in college football. They do not care. And I posed the question on Twitter. And if people want to call in, they can, 615-844-5600. The question is, though, do you trust your favorite football coach? Like, your favorite team's coach, do you actually trust them? Maybe in pros it's a little different. I feel like it is. But in college, this whole rhetoric of, well, this is our guy, we're going to believe him, that has to go out the window at some point. Because they do nothing. They do nothing that really matters to this team or whatever team, because no matter what, they are going to leave at some point if there's a higher dollar amount. And we're seeing it in grand fashion right now.
Yeah, they're leaving CFP teams, college football player teams.
And they're not to do the exact USC. Same thing.
Well, you're going to USC, which has been a joke like the past.
Exactly.
Exactly. Joke program. I mean, how many people show up to their game? Same amount as Vanderbilt fans.
And so the more that we see this, I mean, we're going to see this more. This isn't going to end. And right now, it's even more we were talking about before the show. It's a little weird how they're shifting. It's lateral moves. It's not – it does nothing. These aren't career-building moves. This, I mean, you go from Notre Dame to LSU.
Who, by the way, fired their last two national championship head coaches.
Yeah. Right?
Like, you know, what's the end game for you?
Yeah. You're just – I mean, now, Brian Kelly, we're going to talk about it, obviously. Brian Kelly – it was rumored yesterday, and then I think after we got off air a few hours later, it became official that he was gone. And we're going to talk about the whole mess of how that situation went. It was insane. But you look at – he'd been at Notre Dame for 10 years. Fine. You can say move – but going to LSU, did he get into a better or worse situation?
You ask me right now, it's easily worse. Are you kidding me? It's easily worse. You're in a – you have a worse team in a way tougher conference. It's going to suck.
Yeah.
Oh, how great would it be if they were just like won 4 games their first season? That'd be so awesome.
Teams would go insane. Fans would go insane down LSU because they don't want it. I mean, look at Orgeron was what? Just a few years out of winning a national championship, putting guys like Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and
Jefferson,
like these guys into the NFL who are monsters now that we're all talking about, how quickly it happened. But nobody feels it worse right now than Clark Lee. I mean, I cannot imagine how Clark Lee
feels.
I want
to be a
right
fly
now
on the wall when he's talking to a close confidant, maybe like Barton.
Yeah.
Because
he has to hate this. I don't care who – look, the whole like – homegrown kid back at his alma mater, blah, 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 going to coach the team. That's great.
There was discourse among the fans. I don't know how much of it was true, but like Clark was going to be the successor to Brian Kelly kind of deal.
I doubt it. But would you, straight up, you're big Vanderbilt all the way. Would you blame him if he left Vanderbilt to go to Notre Dame?
No, what a stupid question. I'm just kidding. Yeah. That's a stupid thing to demand of somebody. Where's your honor? Shut up. There's no honor among thieves, and that's what we all are. We're thieves. We're trying to steal the most amount of dollars and work the least amount of hours.
That's really what it is. And Clark Lee, if he held on for one more year there at Notre Dame, he'd probably be the head coach right now at Notre Dame with this news. That's who they would look towards.
Oh, he would be the interim for sure.
Yeah, and probably a good chance to get in. But now he's here at Vanderbilt, and you know he is somewhere absolutely punching a hole in the wall.
Cups of the rose.
Yeah, he's Drake right now at the bar alone. Phone.
Yeah. Where are you at right now, man? I'm at the bar alone.
Just Drake things, you know what I mean? But it's you look at that, and it's just –
it's very surprising because you guys mentioned, you just talk about lateral moves, right?
Yeah.
This is not what we consider a lateral move, right? I mean, it's really not.
What are you talking about?
Brian Kelly going from Notre Dame to LSU. I mean, it's
definitely not a positive
move.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that he actually went. You would think the next move for him would probably be in the NFL.
No, it's retirement.
No? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's more like
I would think. We're bags of water walking around and we die. Do people forget this? Like, there's not a lot of time left on this earth for us. So, no, like, you can't, you know, I don't know if there's time all right, let's try the NFL career thing. Like, nah, man, you're almost out of time.
Let me ask you guys this. The Lincoln Riley move going to USC, do you think something had to do with the fact that the Oklahoma coming to the SEC? Do you think that might have played a part there? No?
No.
He still had time before it was officially going to happen. But, no, I think what it was is, he had a crazy deal and was like, how do I say no to this?
Yeah.
He looked at his wife looked at him and she said, we if can fly you, a private jet 24/7.
His wife definitely was like, if you don't take this deal, I am taking the kids.
I'm going to Lane Kiffin you.
I'm going to punch myself in the face. And
I'm going to have 80% of your check for the rest of your life. How about that? How does that feel, huh, honey? That's all she saw. And I don't blame her. I don't blame him. You're going from Norman, Oklahoma to L.A. There is night and day difference there. I mean, like I said yesterday, there's nothing in Norman, Oklahoma. There is everything in L.A. So who cares? You know, it's
not only that, you're the elite. You are the 1%.
And you're the best. Also, you're the best team in the worst conference. Or, you know, of the Power Fives, you can argue. But you're USC.
Like third best team.
Well, I'm not saying like right. I'm talking about like Heritage and all that. You know, the whole blah 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 blah. But they have that reputation of they could possibly bring it in. But like we talked about yesterday too with Lincoln Riley, he hit most of his 5-star and 4-star recruits. Where are they from? Southern California. Thank you. When I said South, I knew I messed something up. Southern California.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that. It's just he knew this was happening. This isn't just something in the middle of the day. They were just like, you know what? Let's do this. This has been worked on for 3-4 months right now. Probably maybe even longer. They had probably a committee out looking. I mean, when did Helton got fired in September?
Yeah.
Yep. So there's a lot of time to work for this and find out who they're gonna have going in. So that's what I'm saying. Your favorite coach will abandon you at any point. Your favorite Josh Heupel, all these Vols fans that are worried he might leave. Yeah, there's a good chance he might leave because another team's gonna be like, "You want this bag of money and all these riches?" And he's like, "Yeah, because that's at the end of the day what pays my bills, and that's all I care about." So
kudos to Kentucky, Mark Stoops. I thought he was gonna be gone. I thought someone was gonna come after him, and then they decided to re-sign him.
No, Kentucky is Kentucky.
But what he's done there's been, you know, it's been impressive so far.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
For sure, he'll just stay there, bring that team up. But I mean, I don't feel like he's doing anything that's. I mean, it's good. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to go on this whole tangent of, you know, there's a bunch of bad things happening
right
there, but it's there's definitely above mediocrity. Is that a fair way to talk about Kentucky football right now? Right, it's good, but
we got second in the East.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's good for them, right? Like that's really good. But then what do you get from that? That's remember when the Preds got knocked out of the playoffs last year, and they who was it that knocked them out last year? I can't believe I'm forgetting who it was. It was Carolina, and they sent the meme. They were like, made it to second round. They had the banners, the fake banners. They were like, made it to second round of playoffs. And then Taylor Lewan chugged a beer or something like that. that's basically what that is for Kentucky football. It's like made second place. Big news for Kentucky. Nothing ever really going to matter though. It's not good enough. Doesn't
it just
care.
Says at the end of the day, the gold medal is the only one that matters, man.
It does. At the end, that really is it. So let's get into what happened. So let's get to the timeline now of Brian Kelly for anybody who maybe might be missing.
10 p.m. the night before.
10 p.m. the night before, he sends out this message. Says, "Men, .. Let me first apologize for the late night text and more importantly for not being able to share the news with you in person that I will be leaving Notre Dame. I am flying back to South Bend tonight and to be able to meet with you in the morning, but the news broke late today, and I'm so sorry you found out through social media or news reports. I will have more to share when I meet with you at 7 a.m., but for now, just know that my love for you is limitless, and I am so proud of all that you have accomplished. Our program is elite because of your hard work and commitment, and I know we will continue. I will share more in the morning when we meet again. My sincere apologies for not being able to be the one to share the news directly with you, Coach Kelly."
He sent 80 or 90 grown men a breakup text at 10 p.m. I have sent girls longer and more pathetic messages than that. Much less my football team I've been coaching for 10 years, right?
So now cut to 7 a.m., right?
Oh, my God.
How early got to wake up to get these? They're probably waking up 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30, walk through the blistering cold of Indiana or wherever they're at, right?
Yeah. And brings all these kids together. 7 a.m. starts the meeting. 7:02 finishes the meeting.
7:11 leaves the state of Indiana. It's gone.
On the jet, flying away.
He said, "Later."
And now we cut to today. Earlier. Oh, wait,
you gotta listen. If players are hardwired to be soldiers, right? We're soldiers. Yeah. And if I was me, I probably back in this was early as like 4 years ago I played or whatever. I probably would have showed up to the meeting.
That's what
knowing
what
I.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you.
Knowing what I know now, no, I text everybody, do not go to this meeting. Why?
Yeah.
Even better, when that news drops at 10, guess where his assistant coaches were?
Recruiting.
They were at recruits' houses.
Yeah.
One assistant coach, anonymous, leaves the recruits' house. News breaks at 10. The second he leaves.
Quote is saying, "Made me look like an effing a-hole."
Yep.
I imagine they went full bore on the word.
Maybe I should go to football. There's so much drama.
There's a lot of drama right now.
it's kind of, you know, how is there not a tell-all, like cameras everywhere? The NCAA is missing a TV deal somewhere. This is so
delicious.
They need
like a Last Dance
TLC.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, something.
Well, then you cut to today. Notre Dame's athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, says he is not surprised by Brian Kelly's departure and won't put a timetable on a search for a new head coach. He's not surprised that this happened.
Yeah?
I don't believe that. I don't believe you.
Are you surprised that Notre Dame allowed Brian Kelly to talk to the team after leaving?
I mean, he's been there 10 years. Like, you know, there's got to be some sort of...
Well, I mean, what are they going to do? Let's call the cops and stop Brian Kelly. It just seems petty. Just let him talk to the team.
Going to be worse? Him having a two-minute meeting with these guys, which makes him look bad, mm-hmm. to bring all these guys out there to basically say... I'm not going to be coaching you anymore. So this is probably the last time we're ever going to see each other ever again. Bye. That's about as much as the meeting went in. And he's out of the building that quick. So I wonder what that feels like to be a kid watching this happen, wondering, well, new coach is going to come in, probably with a whole new plan. Probably doesn't, you know, unless you're the 1% player who doesn't matter. But if you're the depth player, you know, you start thinking, I wonder if I'm going to be here next year.
Yeah.
I wonder how this is going to work.
Starts, yep.
Does this go both ways, though? When you see, like, players who come in, especially, like, for college basketball players, they come in, they're one and done, right? And a lot of players are like, oh, you shouldn't leave after so many times and da-da-da, whatever. And coaches speak on about how players should stay the longevity through getting a four-year education, all that stuff, whatever. But yet, here's these players. I know it's all monetary. But these coaches, they don't stick around after getting these players, recruit them, going into these 30 homes, talking to these 30 moms and dads about how they're going to take care of their child or whatever and help them, you know, mature them.
I think it's just a good test. It's a good test to see, because people are born with certain understandings, right? Some people pick up things faster than others. If a young man can pick up on the fact, like, these people don't care about me, mm-hmm. and take advantage of the school rather than let the school take advantage of them, I think it's a good test and it's a good lesson. If you let the school take advantage of you, hopefully identify that. If you want to die and play soldier 24/7 and be like, I'll die on this shield, and then, you know, then you end up being me.
Well, yeah.
Like, so I think it's a good test. I think it's just an early test. I think parents need to be more active. But a lot of kids get caught up in the dream, too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, Bama recruiting me.
Yeah. They're all hyped about it. Really, at the end of the day, it doesn't. You're not. I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough situation. But I think it more or less needs to become a test to the fans, because you see how the Oklahoma fans are reacting. You see how the Notre Dame fans are reacting.
Oh,
right,
no,
now.
Oklahoma fans are. Yeah, they're threatening the recruits and they're trying to get Lincoln Riley like arrested.
Just be cognizant of these guys. Don't actually care when they get up there and they say the whole hoorah and, you know, this is my team and we're going to do it, you know, brick by brick if you're the loser over there.
Well, that's the
but
thing.
It's like, just know that that's not real.
Well, that's the thing is I've gone up there and said it and meant it, and I regret doing that.
And maybe they did mean it in the moment, but at the end of the day, it's not going to be real. You know, there's only going to be one Nick Saban who's just – he's going to be able to ride off into the sunset. No harm, no foul, nothing. Everything he said was real. But outside of that, you're not going to find other coaches like that, especially in this modern era. We talk about the transfer portal, right? Kids just want to jump to the transfer portal as quickly as they can. Coaches want to do the same thing when the grass is greener on the other side with dollars. When the grass isn't grass and it's literal hundreds of dollars of bills sticking up out of the earth and they're over there just plugging them out. That's what coaches want. They don't care about the team. Yeah. They don't care about the process, the traditions. They don't care about any of that. They care about how fat their wallet is. That's what they care about at the end of the day. So fans need to realize that. Mm-hmm. Stop thinking this guy is all in and, oh, he's the one that leads the problem. No, he's there to do a job and he is going to be gone. It's the same thing as your lawn care guy. He's there to clean up your yard, cut it, make it look good, and he's on to the next one that's going to pay him. He's not there to make sure your yard is the best looking yard over and over. He's just going to do the job and then leave. He does not love your dirt. All right? That's what it is. That's all they are. They're lawn care guys. All coaches lawn care guys.
He's all in today, not tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all it is. All right, we need to run to a break. We've gone way past one here. So if you want to call in, 615-844-5600 on the F&M Bank phone line here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Still seeing heavy traffic on 40 East trying to get out past Spence Lane, headed towards the airport, on into Donaldson Hermitage. 2400 block of Murfreesboro Pike was still blocked in Antioch on that earlier wreck. Just busy on I-40 out through Kingston Springs, all the traffic headed out to Dixon County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back in the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Later on tonight, 6:50. This is going to be a short segment, by the way, for everybody. Keep a track at home. Later on tonight, we got Vanderbilt women's basketball. It's going to be happening here at 6:50. You're going to be able to hear Charlie Mattis on the call. They are back at Memorial tonight at home, and they are unfortunately playing the one team I'm going to root against them on, and that is my beloved Mox. Go Mox. I really hope the women's Mox team gets a win against Vanderbilt tonight.
Yeah, that's
nice. And then I'm just going to send a photo of me flicking you off. Bruno.
Cool. I'll probably be asleep.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
What?
You're going to see it at some
what
point.
What am I going to do this week?
You got training tomorrow.
Training? Oh, that's tomorrow. Yeah. Not doing anything tonight. Might go out to dinner tonight.
Ooh, where are we thinking?
No free shout-outs.
No free shout-outs? What ethnicity? Can I say ethnicity or genre of food? I
don't Seafood.
Know. Seafood?
Yes.
Like sushi?
No.
No? Like fried fish?
It's like a
I mean, no free shout outs, but kind of, I mean, you could name like the type of.
Well, the place is called Harbor Cafe. So.
Well, that's a free shout out now. So here we are giving out free shout outs.
Whatever. They're in Clarksville. Our Sidwin doesn't reach there.
The internet does, Bruno. The internet does, as always.
Well, you get one. How about that?
This is a great time to remember.
Their King LeMaine is amazing. Oh, so.
This is where you can remind people. You can download the Nashville Sports Radio app and take it with you everywhere on Android or on Apple. How about that? We need to run to a break because we've got to get it in before the end of the first hour. Jump in, 615-844-5600 on the F&M Bank phone line.
Good afternoon. Just heavy traffic volume as we check it out live again on 40 East at Festler's. All this traffic headed out to Donaldson. Still typical right now. I guess you can call it that, but it's heavy on 65 down into Brentwood, Franklin, carrying a steady flow of traffic back out through Dixon County. I-40 passing 840. Lots of radar out in that area a little bit earlier. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
NASCAR Champions Week kicks off today from Nashville, Tennessee. The NASCAR Street Party going down at the Ryman. The NASCAR Grid will be there. The NASCAR Next Gen Display will also be there. Plus, the 2022 Track Schedule Display. Check out all the action if you're in the Nashville area. Let's hear from Austin Dillon's crew chief, Justin Alexander, debriefing after his driver crashed the number 3 car last week early in the Charlotte test.
Definitely didn't start out how we wanted. That's actually never happened to me before in my career, crashing like that during a test. But, yeah, we had an issue, and we got loose, hit the wall, and not 100% sure what happened. But, you know, we don't like carry a backup car here with us to the test, and we typically don't to most tests we go to. But we were able to go back to the shop, and really the way this car is designed with removable front and rear clips, body panels that bolt on and off. Take the front clip off, pull the motor out. The motor was damaged, the front clip, obviously, but everything else really was intact. Rear bumper had a little bit of damage and the rear tail. So we had to replace the rear tail, the rear bumper, the left rear quarter panel, everything in the front, the hood, the fenders, the nose, and then the front clip and engine. We had all of our guys back at the shop. We worked on it, thrashed on it for a few hours. I think we were back here and I don't know, maybe 8 hours later from the time we crashed. We did what this car was designed to do, and that was to replace just parts of the car that are damaged.
TheFinalLap.com.
Shop Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory. Everything 60% off, including Lux sweaters, statement outerwear, covetable gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
We're going to need to fire up the plow. The big one.
Forecast is 6 feet of snow and 66 new customers for Trinh Snow Service.
Hey, Terry.
She needs more drivers before business melts away.
What do you mean D can't drive? I thought he was certified.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory. Everything 60% off, including Lux sweaters, statement outerwear, covetable gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
First hour coming to a close. You can jump in the second hour, though. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. We always talk about that meta. We know the meta too much. Barstool just released their movie. Their top 10 Christmas movies, their list of movies that, you know, it's just, I know what they're doing. And they put it out and they're like, 100% is what they're doing. It almost like ruins, I feel like it ruins more of the reputation, what a little reputation of Barstool has in the long game. Here's their list of top 10 Christmas movies of all time. Number one, It's a Wonderful Life. Fair. Number two, Home Alone. Fair. I would put that top five for sure. Three, Fred Claus. Not even close. Four, Christmas Vacation needs to be there. Five, Elf. Six, Home Alone 3. That's the one that doesn't even have Macaulay Culkin in it. Number seven, A Christmas Story should be there. Number eight, Miracle on 34th Street. Overrated. Number nine, Home Alone 2, which is the best one. Probably should be top. And then number 10, Bad Santa.
I have not seen a single one of those movies.
Are you kidding me?
Swear
you know,
God.
If we were talking about Fred Claus or Home Alone 3 or, you know, I'm giving you that. And I don't blame you that you haven't seen those. But let's be real. None of those movies. I mean, The Grinch wasn't on there.
I have seen that one.
Of course you have, because everybody's seen that one. It's one of the best ones. It's probably number one, I would say. But I hate it because I know what they're doing.
That's a pretty big deal of Bruno seeing it, because Bruno hasn't seen a lot of movies that I know, right? You're like, I haven't seen. You're like, you got to be kidding me. So
Christmas movies, though.
Well, Zach's a consumer, so he's just sitting there with his mouth open on the TV screen, you know?
Yeah, like a trout.
And I'm out there grinding.
You're out there just doing it, right? We don't know what it is yet, but you're doing it.
Hey, don't make me stun on you, all right?
No, you can't stun on me. There's no stunting to be had.
Really?
None.
The national world team judo member.
You better not lose football player, worlds next week.
Jiu-jitsu champion.
You better not lose.
Vanderbilt graduate. All the things I've done. Business owner. Come on.
Pisses. All right. Two first hour's done. Got Two a whole second now. Hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Michigan, a deadly shooting at Oxford High School north of Detroit. Police say a 15-year-old sophomore began shooting inside the school, killing three students and wounding several others. Oakland Undersheriff Michael McCabe says the suspected shooter did not resist arrest.
At this point in time, we believe he acted alone. There's no other shooters. There's no other gunman. We don't believe anybody at this point in time, pending further investigation, that he planned this with anybody else.
Police say they're investigating the suspect's background to see if there were signs leading up to the shootings. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testifying before the Senate Banking Committee about the effect the Omicron variant might have on the economy.
The recent rise in COVID-19 cases and the emergence of the Omicron variant pose downside risks to the employment and economic activity and increased uncertainty for inflation.
So far, no confirmed cases in the U.S., but many health experts say it's likely already here. This is ABC News.
There's a confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. But one thing is for sure. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer. Contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever, the leading sign of COVID and the flu. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
500,000 businesses connect using Zoom. A single platform for video, phone, chat, and conference rooms. Zoom enables real-time collaboration no matter where your teams are. Global enterprises trust the easy-to-use, reliable, and secure Zoom platform to power high-performance teams. Empower your workforce with Zoom. Save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with a Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch, 5 o'clock here in the Music City on your way home from work, hopefully.
Don't worry, we're just talking trash about other people in the same space.
Well, people already know people
well, talk you were trash talking about us. They're like, that Bruno guy is such a moron.
Who cares?
You know, well, yeah, I'm Sigma.
Look, I will say, mindset.
I did get a lot of that in the last night, that he was a Bruno. Bruno was an idiot. He was just... No,
I'm just well, it was just John Burton. You were just talking about
Burton. Yeah, no, I'm just
I would say that. I would say a lot of people probably hate our style of show, too. Let me say this. A lot of the people that have been used to a certain Nashville sport, not just the state, I'm talking about sports talk in general and in the city of Nashville,
yeah,
probably used to a certain way that it's been done. And that way's boring to me.
Well, you saw
that's always been boring.
You saw my sweet tweet to start the show, right? Let's make a mockery of the industry together. Let's do it.
That's essentially what it is.
Yeah. Well, I really want to give people my Vanderbilt like degree in like business card form, and I'm going to give it to you guys. So when people talk trash to me about me to you,
just give it.
Like, call him, and it'll be like Vanderbilt graduate.
It'll just be the grad office of Vanderbilt.
Call them, and they might be able to hook you up to Bruno.
That's hilarious.
You'll be on the waiting list.
If you want to jump in though, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Also, we're coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dossi, Zach Williams here. So we've been talking a little bit about the whole college football situation. These coaches moving from left to right and not really doing anything too major. The Billy Napier signing. So far, in y'all's eyes, which one has been the best signing for these teams?
Probably Florida's.
That's what I'm kind of on the boat right there.
Are we different? Are we pick'ems?
I mean.
Pick'em radio show. We're trying to be against the grain.
Does it feel like it's better just because it's somebody who hasn't yet had their chance to prove something?
Well, yeah, there's a different mindset to that, right? Or maybe, I don't know.
Brian Kelly, what is he really going
to
prove?
Well, it feels like Florida's like the banks. It's too big to fail. How do you fail at Florida, right? How do you fail in the SEC?
Ask Dan Mullen.
Yeah, almost losing to us multiple times, God.
I mean, it definitely happens. But there is this feeling, though, that does feel like – I mean, who's your favorite signing right now, right?
My favorite? I don't have him, but I think the best one is probably Lincoln Riley, honestly.
Really? You think he's going to make a difference out there?
What else is he going to compete against?
Was that English?
Yeah, I know. Who does he have to compete against? I know there's Stanford there, but like Washington, I mean, Arizona State, I mean –
Yeah,
the pack. I mean,
that's the benefit of being at that.
Yeah,
in that area is that you are on a school that has proven that it could be a good football team before, even though right now they're not. But you look at a lot of the players who are in the NFL; they still come from USC. I mean, Juju. You look at Ronald Jones. You look at there's a good amount of them that are still out there playing.
Some of the top players, yeah, were USC players.
Yeah,
and Cushing. Brian Cushing was one.
They get good talent. It's just they haven't been able to put it into a good football team. And let's be honest, does it matter if a team goes to the SEC or a coach goes to the SEC or not? Because every team's going to be in the SEC at one point. Like, it's just going to happen. We all know that to be true at some point, right? USC is going to be in the SEC at one point.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
And they don't deserve to be.
They should.
No, Vanderbilt's already the private school elite academic. They don't deserve to be.
So now that Notre Dame is open, right, and I know we said that they don't have any kind of timeline on their coaching search, which is a lie. They're starting right now. Because like what you said, the highest paid state employees are typically football coaches. So this person is about to come in. Do you think that, which, Notre Dame is not private, or it is private, but who do you see possibly trying to go there that actually can make an impact for Notre Dame?
Wow, what a question.
That's another rich tradition school, right?
Yeah.
Rudy Rudinger.
God.
The movie Rudy.
The idolization of losers in America.
He was a winner in the end.
Yeah.
He worked at Sacred Heart to get a degree to be able to go on scholarship too.
I don't actually hate Rudy, but someone was talking to me years ago and was telling me Rudy used to live in his basement trying to impress me, and I didn't know who it was at the time. So I was like, what are we talking about? And he kept talking to me for like 30 minutes about it. And I was like, I hate this guy. So that's probably why I'm disdained to Rudy. He was like, you know, Rudy used to live in my basement, and I'm like 20.
Oh, wait. Okay, I was confused what you said then. So Rudy, he was trying to say that Rudy lived in his basement. I thought he was saying Rudy lived in a basement, so that was cool of Rudy. Like, okay, yeah, that guy's a loser.
Yeah, he's like trying to impress me. I don't remember who it is, and hopefully they're not listening to the show, and hopefully it wasn't someone I actually like, because I don't want to put you on blast like that. But yeah, I remember the whole time.
Whatever, what are they going to do, you know?
I was very annoyed. So anyways, favorite to take over the Notre Dame job.
Because one man's been eliminated already. It came out, there was reports, Urban Meyer is for sure not leaving the NFL. Which
it was all over social media, too.
Everybody made a big stink about it. I don't understand why.
Well, if Notre Dame can't keep their coach away from LSU, then who are they going to poach from? It's got to be a smaller school, right? Mm. You're not going to poach from Ohio State.
No.
You're not going to poach from...
But you say that, but it seems like they have been able to do... I mean, other teams, you look at all these other... They're finding a way to do that. Mark Lee's not going to happen.
Derek May...
You would love it if Derek Mason were there.
Well, yeah. It'd be fun.
Is Notre Dame linebacker you or tight end you? I can't remember. I think it's tight end you.
I don't think it's even tight end you.
Is it not anymore? I thought it used to be tight end you is what it was. Can't remember what they produced the most out of there, or it have been historically. They had
offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Oh, Alex Barris, Quentin Nelson. Yeah. They had some good D tackles with that big Sheldon guy, I think his name was, and then they had Tillery.
Yeah,
they were a big O-line team for a while.
It seems like it's getting to a point. Like, I've made a lot of jokes, or not jokes so much, but like anybody who owns a business right now, like you're having trouble hiring. Right, like that. I know this sounds like I'm about to get into an ad or something, but it's not. But it, like, hiring is just hard, no matter what. And it really does feel like the way we're seeing the coaching carousel, or whatever you want to call it, has that same kind of effect of, you know, hiring coaches right now. You're not going and finding
what if Bob
applicants.
Stoops.
You're not going and finding applicants that are like waiting and willing. You have to steal them from other jobs, like good people who are already working. You have to coerce them to come over to yours with a higher salary, more money, whatever it is, just like we saw with Lincoln Riley, right? You got
to
give them that jet.
Does Bob Stoops not want to coach anymore?
He will be coaching Oklahoma.
I know, but after.
Who knows?
Yeah.
How does that feel to be Bob Stoops? They're like, all right, come back and coach just this. Like, it's like the same as like when a team loses a game. And they're like clearly lost, and like the starting quarterback's like, no, I'm not going back out there for like just the final 30 seconds of the game. So the backup quarterback has to go in to like just finish it. Like, it's like, I don't, this isn't my team. This isn't how I wanted to be out here, but you're out here now.
Two of the guys, I don't know, Luke Fickell from Cincinnati was the name that's been thrown out there. And then Matt Campbell, who said before the season, there's only two teams you leave Iowa State for, Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Now he came out and said who he would leave.
There's
for.
Rumors that those are two
respect,
teams. Yeah,
by the way, respect that he went out and actually said it though.
Yeah.
At least
kind of facts. Yeah,
because I get annoyed at all this. I'm not leaving. Like Brian Kelly was doing it a week ago, right? Like, we talked about the Lincoln Riley, but
yeah, it was a literal week ago.
He was like he quoted Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Like Lou Fickell, we don't see that happening, right? He's going for a championship, possibly contending for a national championship, but
it won't be until after the season.
Yeah, Matt Campbell. I mean, he's got. There's nothing holding him back.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not in bowl contention, like, for one of the championships. Makes sense. That just depends on if the job falls to him now, like if it's an opportunity for him to get, you know.
Is Mike Tomlin completely off the board, you think?
Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
After
they were talking about him with USC.
I don't know. I mean, after the way, I mean.
Look, that $250 million fairy godmother wand is not that unattainable, it seems like.
Well, yeah, but I mean. Who would know? I mean, I don't know. Did you see the Claypool
thing,
the disaster about playing music? And he's like,
what happened?
So Chase Claypool came out today and talked about how he thought practice would be a lot better if they would play music.
I agree.
And Mike Tomlin came out and said, when they were asked, the media was asking about it, Mike Tomlin said, Chase Claypool is a wide receiver here, so I will let him do that, and I will continue to run and formulate the practices.
What a jerk.
Well, I was wondering actually how you feel about that, because you like music being played at practice.
Yeah, because I'm a human being.
Yeah.
I'm a human being, and martial arts and sports to me are an art form, and it's a form of expression. And I think us being robots is the stupidest thing in the world. It's the stupidest way to waste away your life. Congrats. That's why I say to all these coaches, like, congrats, you're multimillionaires. Take your money to the grave all you want to. I'm here for the experiences, right? That's why I love my XFL coach, Jim Hayes, so much, or Coach Hayes, because he was all about the players. I mean, we were just getting live at practice. We were getting live at games. We would lose games, but we would play hard, dang, against the Houston team, and we would get, like, it was a good motivational thing. And then you have this Pittsburgh team led by Ben Roethlisberger, by the way, who, by all accounts, is just not a good person or teammate or captain, led by Mike Tomlin, the most tenured coach. So you start sucking, and you're like, well, we're stuck with this guy. You know, and Chase Claypool is a good player, so he's going to be outspoken on things he wants. Because I guarantee you hear the grass is greener on the other side all the time from your buddies that you play with on really good teams where they're just, you know, what's that one thing? The Patriots play music at practice.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bill Belichick.
Tom Brady's out there, like, doing the Fortnite dance back when he was in New England. I guarantee, do you think the Bucks don't play music at practice?
They for sure do. 100%.
You want to know one of the great things about the Bucks? They're probably the NFL team that has the most fun. They probably work the hardest and simultaneously have the most fun.
Well, especially now with Tom Brady and Gronk there. Like, openly, Gronk's admitted how he's just been lying about practicing and stuff like that. Like, when they were doing the virtual stuff, remember?
Isn't that awesome?
He's like, yeah, I did all my sprints, don't worry.
Yeah, he said he put
and he
on,
goes
like,
out, put out 120 yards on Sunday, so it's fine.
Yeah, who, like, they work the hardest, they have the most fun, and wow, they're one of the best. The Steelers sound like they're a dictatorship. It's not going well, and the morale collapses quickly under that. So,
what's funny,
also remember, Mike Tomlin also was stupid enough to stand on the field and act like he was like, "Oh, they're just gonna. I'm gonna pretend this is an accident and get right in front of the receiver." What a that guy is such a dweeb, man.
Like, I was funny. I was
you
wondering
remember
how
that? You remember that when he stood on the field in front of the guy running the ball. He like just stood on
yeah,
the field.
It was Jacoby Jones, right, for the Ravens. Yeah, he got up next to him and was like, oh, I didn't mean to get there. And then, like, had that evil Mike Tomlin face afterwards.
What an idiot. Like,
I was wondering how you felt about that. Because
about that moment or about Mike Tomlin?
Well, no,
the music?
No, about the music thing.
Yeah.
Because second I heard it, I thought of you. But people online are more siding with Tomlin.
Oh, I guarantee you they are. Because they don't live that life. They don't live the 20-hour workday life. They don't live it. So it's easy to just go, of course, you're only practicing like 4 hours. Why would you want me? Like, just lock in for those 4 hours. It's like, no, you practice 4 hours. So you wake up, you go rehab, then you meet. Then you go to walkthrough, then you meet. And then after you meet, you go to practice, and then you meet. And then you go home, and then you hate your life, right? And there's no form of, like, enjoyment anywhere. So I don't doubt that there's the stupidest people on the planet. Send me that tweet right now. I want to go talk to some people.
I'll send it to you.
It's so abysmally dumb.
It is. God. It is dumb.
The average fan is just so stupid. It is unbelievable. I remember. I get into it with so many fans. Like, I have the one guy who was like, yeah, Taylor Lewan's just faking that concussion or whatever. Like, I mean, just how do you have such terrible takes, you know? And the guy is, of course, like 5'4". Well, got married at 40.
What happens is, too, these people... Well, it's like what I say all the time. The part of stuff you don't know about, because you have been the All-America wrestler and then also high school football player, goes on to play at Vanderbilt and then played professionally. Like, you don't understand the people that were on the team because it was a public high school and they have to allow everybody on there, but they didn't play an ounce. But they have this drive and determination where they think this is how it feels to be the All-American or the top player in the team and all that, and then they don't go on to play college, and then they go on to be an orthodontist or something, and this whole time they're living in this lie of themselves that they're like, you have to be regimented, and you have to be for the team, and you have to you know, just all that same BS that we hear over and over again about being a winner.
Well, people, that's a big problem in America, too, is people are getting sold how to be successful. It's a marketing thing now, right?
Man,
it's
hold on. You know what I found out about? I don't remember the guy's name. I don't even know if I should say this on air because I've heard so many things get in trouble for it. But he's that guy that's like, he's always on like Logan Paul stuff. And
yeah, the second guy.
I don't know
his name.
I don't know his name.
He's
you know
his sidekick.
Of.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
No, not that guy. Not that guy. No, this guy's a guest.
Grant Cardone?
Yes, that's exactly who it is.
Yeah, the snake. He's a salesman.
Yeah.
Sells
Church
nothing.
Of Scientology.
Yeah, so it's nothing.
He's on the Church of Scientology. And everybody's like, that apparently came out recently. And he's the big, like, people have seen him in these. He's like, if you have a bunch of money, you need to go take all that money and buy real estate and blah, blah, blah. You know, talks about how, like, you know, you're wasting time. And he's like one of those Gary V's kind of guys.
Yeah, don't enjoy your life.
But he's also in the Church of Scientology. And yeah. I don't know if you've heard about them. I don't know if you've heard about how they're connected to all successful people in the world that, you know, Tom Cruise and all this different stuff that, I don't know. Once again, they have like documentary series out there. So go out there and watch. I don't know what's true or not, but it just, I saw that. And the second you said that whole about selling how to be a hard worker, I instantly thought of that guy.
People get sold on success. I'm going to, like, some people are born to be successful, and some people, and success is different. It's varied, right? Like, it's like, I'm not successful in an NFL standpoint, but I train like very, very lackadaisically the past 6 months. But I'm probably going to go out there and smoke most of the people I compete against next week. Because I've done this for 20 years and I have a natural gift for it.
Yeah.
You being David Goggins, can talk all he wants to.
Run all miles he wants every to. Day if you want.
And he can be a SEAL. Yeah. He would never be an NFL football player. Yeah. He would never be an NFL football. Never. He can never do it. It's just not him. So you can't force yourself. You got to find what you're good at. And then once you're good at something, well, God, like you can't be like, oh, I'm good at it, but I don't love it. Well, you know, you're gonna have a tough life. First of all, you gotta learn to love it. You gotta learn to love it. I was good at football, and I learned to love it. Right.
Well, and there's also the other side of people that just
there were
realize...
people that worked way harder than me that will never exactly. be as good as me. That's They'll what never be say. As good as me.
It just it doesn't matter. You have to know, like, there is a limitation that everybody has, and whether it's genetic
telling Chase Claypool how to practice. Is ridiculous.
Yeah,
you could be David Goggins and you'll not be better than Chase Claypool. You could dedicate your whole life to try and be as good as Chase Claypool. Yeah. And you'll never do it. I will never play in the NBA because I'm not 6'7".
Yeah, and a lot of other reasons.
A ton of other reasons.
That's why Ray, the second
I
saw this, I knew. I was like, he's going to have a
That's where I thought you were going with this when you mentioned Mike Tomlin. I thought that you were going to add that to us.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, because it was just funny when I saw that. I was like, are you serious?
That's like one of the most featured things I think Bruno really like. That's a hill he's going to die on.
And I read some of the tweets and they're like, man, I love Mike Tomlin. That's what you see on the tweets. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, people are hey,
you know who doesn't
idea.
Like Mike Tomlin? His players.
Probably not.
Hey, you know what happens when your players don't like you? They don't play as hard. You know what happens when they don't play as hard and don't care as much? You lose, and your favorite team sucks. So have fun with that.
And what happens when you lose? You get fired.
He's been there forever.
Well, he obviously won't get fired.
You talk about a tenured coach. I mean, that guy is essentially that, right?
The Pittsburgh way, right? They've only had three head coaches in their like entire like
since the 70s or something. Yeah, something crazy like that.
Yeah, Chuck Knoll, and then it was
Bill
Cowher, and then
Cowher,
and then
him.
Yeah,
you gotta give it to him though. He's held a job for a long time. A lot of people can't say that. All right, we need to run to our first break. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. Talking a lot of coaching today. A lot of coaching, what we're getting into right now. If you got anything you want to bring in, go ahead and jump in on lines wide open, 615-844-5600. But first, before we go to the break, you know we got to talk about our friends over at Nissan of Rivergate. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Go check them out online. I'm telling you, that's the best place to go. 100% is the best place to go because they're open 24/7, 365 on their website. Somebody's always there monitoring it, making sure they can answer any question for you, and you can ask any question right there. And even more so, you can see all their deals, their specials, their new and used inventory, everything going on, and you can even take a virtual tour of all the vehicles on their lot right there on NissanOfRivergate.com. And I'm telling you right now, they want your vehicle. Your used vehicle, if you have one and you've been thinking about maybe you want to get a new car, maybe you're looking for another used vehicle, whatever, they want your car right now. They're giving crazy deals right now for used trade-ins. Go check them out. 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Cancer is a whirlwind. Doctors, waiting rooms, tests, and results. Sometimes it can be hard to find the time to breathe. Thankfully, finding the right cancer treatment doesn't have to be so hard. Trialgectory, recognized by Time Magazine as one of the 100 best inventions of 2020, uses a 5-minute questionnaire to help you or a loved one find all their cancer treatment options. And the best part? It's completely free. No surprise costs, no insurance, no credit cards. Just 5 minutes and you'll receive a matched list of personalized treatment options. Trialjectory has helped over 50,000 patients find cancer treatment options. Let us help you or someone you love do the same. To receive your list of treatment options at no cost, please visit www.tjhealth.us. That's www.tjhealth.us. TJHealth.us.
Nashville's first curling venue is here at T-Line Nashville. Come check out T-Line Nashville and experience the world's fastest growing winter sport today. Curling is a fun and simple sport that's a perfect outing for friends, corporate events, families, or parties. T-Line also has classic bowling and modern bowling mini games. With over 20 HD TVs, you can come watch your favorite teams and some of the best food and drinks here in Nashville in the large bar and grill area. They also have an outdoor area with a fire pit, and you can't forget the live music. T-Line Nashville is a one-stop shop for a great night out. Located at 106 Duluth Avenue and online at tlinenash.com, you can book your party now or give them a call at 615-439-1024. That's 615-439-1024. And make sure you give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook at T-Line Nash for all the news, events, and updates. T-Line Nashville, Nashville's first curling venue, is here.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball game.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Remember, you can call in 615-844-5600. Bernard Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here. Saw a tweet that just went out. Oh, I say just went out, but I think it was like less than an hour ago or so. It's a photo from at the Rob Franklin. You click on this photo, and it's a director of photography at the South Bend Tribune. So clearly a lot of ties to Notre Dame. And it's a photo from November 2nd, 2013, during the Notre Dame and Navy football game. It says, yes, it's real. The gesture was made on his own sideline immediately following a Tommy Rees turnover in the red zone. I've kept it under wraps for 8 years now. Yes, it's real. And it's just a photo of Brian Kelly flipping off. I don't know if he's flipping off camera or what. He's flipping somebody off. And it's basically, I mean, I'm actually shaking right now.
I thought I was about to watch a terrorist decapitation. I thought I was about to watch when, remember when Brian Kelly was like, we should execute our whole team. I thought we were about to watch him execute somebody. Yeah, this is a non-issue. Next. I've said some terrible stuff. I've said some absolutely terrible stuff on the sideline before. And people hear it, and no one cares. So, because I'm a football player, and there's not an expectation for me to be a good person. So,
what do you think about that?
About what?
That idea, because there's
what,
a
that we're supposed to be, like, great people?
Well, it's not even that, right? Like, you're in the football game. There's no mics around. I mean, there's mics everywhere, but the mics are cutting off whenever you're trying to, you know, whatever's happening. So many times you watch the CBS game or Fox, whatever game it is, the national TV game, they have field mics down there that are picking up everything, and they can pick up noise all over the field. You hear somebody drop an F-bomb or something like that, and then all of a sudden the station's got to, like, apologize. But we know as people, in that locker room, there are people saying terrible stuff.
All the time.
Not even just cuss words, right? The cuss words are actually said.
No, I'm talking about homophobic, racist, sexist remarks. All
things
time.
Are being said like that. But when it gets to the open, it's something that needs to be shunned. But we all know it's happening under wraps, essentially.
No, it's interesting. Yeah. Tweet. No, the behind closed doors, there's jokes, some serious statements. That's why I don't put in the stock what football players say or think.
But yeah, they like, why is it we dress it all up? Why is it we dress it up to not be? I mean, I guess because you can't be offensive to everybody, but somebody finds it offensive. But I don't know. It's just weird to me the way that like
some people don't leave their house and have a altruistic view of the world. Like it's this amazing, great place, and no one's mean and everyone's nice, and that's who advertisers appeal to.
Like if the players came, like if Tom Brady came out tomorrow, maybe Tom Brady's a bad example because I feel like he is like a loose cannon now. He can just say whatever he wants to say. He can do anything.
People think Tom Brady. Yeah, if you think Tom Brady,
Taylor Heinicke, right?
Uh-oh.
Starting quarterback, he's coming in, he's uh-oh. Winning games.
Where's this going?
If he comes out and says, well, just what he said on Twitter that got him off Twitter about. What was it exactly they said? Something about...
It was like, why would we defund the police? That doesn't sound like a good idea.
That's all he said. But he said a real thought that he had. But if he had come out and said the F word on an interview or something like that, something crazy, people would actually applaud that nowadays, right? I feel like they would.
I don't know.
I don't know if they would applaud it. Would anybody actually get offended?
Yes. Because I said the F word after Vanderbilt lost to Missouri in horrific fashion. Totally broke my heart. I was very emotional. I had the F word in a tweet, and someone got mad at me. And I have about 1/10,000th the following Taylor has. So, yes, someone would get mad at him. It's just... Bruno, why do you have to swear so much? Kids follow you. First of all, no, they don't. Second of all, the only kid that follows me is you, Grandpa. Because old people are basically babies. And you have to take care of them and caress them.
I think I got your cough now all of a sudden.
Hey, you're welcome.
It just keeps going on.
Hey, I could have just not came into work today. So.
Maybe. That was an option, I guess. You're not going to come in next week a lot. So
I'm going to be in L.A.
Chilling.
Don't worry, I won't be chilling.
You're going to be out there with Lincoln Riley on the jet.
Imagine it's just a picture of Lincoln Riley at a press conference. It's just me in the background.
You know what we need to do is we need to get Spencer to take the video of Lincoln Riley exiting the plane with his family.
Me.
And then after it, you like he superimposes you like walking down the, the plane footage.
That'd be so stupid. Oh, my God.
That would be so dumb. That is so dumb. It's right up our alley. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people
Do you
really...
think we're too stupid to market?
No, because...
I don't think there's such a thing.
I think we're doing it, man. A lot of people have fallen in love with these little movie posters that we've been doing.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, I mean... Our advertisers hit me up about them. They love them. They think they're hilarious. But then also just random people that I don't know have just like commented, like, I love seeing these. We're going to put these out.
What's next?
Well, we're about to, the season. We're about to put out a bunch of Christmas ones.
Yeah.
We actually got to take a bunch of photos tonight for it. That's the best part is that people don't realize. I think we're actually taking photos for these.
Yeah, and I hate it. It's a whole 30 seconds of my day.
It's so long to take these photos for 2 seconds, and you still mess it up. Somebody go look at the Goodfellas one that we did. Oh. Bruno's looking the wrong way.
And you were like, oh, we need to fix it. No, we don't.
And you like cried. You're like, I don't want to. Like it was going to be such a hard thing.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it.
Oh, what a... You and barely working. What's a match made in heaven?
I have to set the standard, right? I'm not going to let people take advantage of me, so I'm just going to take the extreme the other way.
You know, we had talked about this. Congrats to all the Michigan fans that popped up over the weekend. Because I am seeing...
Dude, I had the tweet written out weeks ago. I'm like, Michigan beats Ohio State this year. And I forgot why I didn't tweet it. I didn't tweet it. I had it written out.
You had another one that almost hit really well, too.
The
which
Derek
is
Mason
The
one.
Derek Mason, which he just thrives in rivalry
job.
Games.
Nah, screw that. He did his job.
Yeah, so Michigan beats, after like 10 years, Michigan beats Ohio State finally there in the bowl. And it looks, what a game, by the way. Just the aesthetics of it, right? There's snow everywhere coming down. It's gray. It looks like how we think football, right? Like that's that loser mentality of like, this is how football should be. Like that's how football should be, right? Like cold, gridiron, that kind of thing. they finally win. My wife's family is all Ohio State fans. So I'm watching a meltdown during their Thanksgiving.
It was their Super Bowl.
100%, and they lost. It was their Super Bowl, and they lost.
I was speaking about Michigan.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was their Super Bowl. It's both of their Super Bowls. It's just who can win it, you know? The best part, though, is I'm telling you, since that game, I have seen more Michigan hats, shirts. I was at Chipotle. I was in line for Chipotle today. I know. I have to pick up my own Chipotle. It's, yeah. But I was in line, and I saw a kid wearing a Michigan hat that was clearly just bought. Like, this guy was like, yeah, he was right in. Like, he just got a Michigan hat today. And it was like, I'm a Michigan fan now.
Props to people who are shameless like that.
This kid for sure was it.
They're just I feel like those people are NPCs, right? They have to be. They don't exist.
He was ordering ahead of me, you know? He was ordering ahead of me, so. Got to give it to him. Man, Michigan fans, like, you would have thought Jim Harbaugh saved their baby from the well. You know what I mean? Like, this is, like, they won the game finally after 10 years losing. Jim Harbaugh not able to win against Michigan or Ohio State ever. And he finally gets one. And I watched Ohio State fans act like the world was ending. And I watched Michigan fans act like the world was ending, but like in a good way. Yeah. You know, like they were. I saw people drinking and partying like they were in the Civil War and they were going to get their leg chopped off the next day.
It's so crazy, too. It's so crazy because at the end of the day, both of these fan bases live in Michigan and Ohio, so they're both losers at the end. It's like, we beat you in the football game, though. You know,
it matters so much. I don't understand it because I'm not a fan of either team, right? But
yeah, I could care less.
I could care less about all of it. And I'm watching her family freak out. They'd never talk football until Ohio State plays against Michigan. And it's all, you know, all of a sudden they're the biggest fans in the world. But it's just watching, like, people on both sides. My buddy's a big Michigan fan. He's been a big Michigan fan. He was legitimately posting a Snapchat of himself crying.
Yeah.
And there was multiple. He was not alone in that. Like, that was – there's a lot of people out there that were legitimately in tears that Michigan finally beat Ohio State. How does Jim Harbaugh – I mean, Jim Harbaugh is about to get the biggest extension ever, right?
Are they having a parade in Ann Arbor? Are they having a parade as well in Ann Arbor?
Are they? They probably are.
They should have a parade.
Did you see the photo? Like, the photo of Jim Harbaugh after he was wearing the gold chains and everything? I saw a video. It was like Jim Harbaugh before beating Ohio State, Jim Harbaugh after beating Ohio State.
The glut.
Yeah. But, I mean, it is like that game. I'm telling you, I have not seen people jump a fan side like that quick. I'm seeing Michigan stuff everywhere where I did not see it before. Like in Hendersonville, Tennessee, I'm seeing a ton of Michigan fans showing up where I know people did not go to Michigan. All right. They're just fans of it and they're just blowing it all off and they're getting ready for it. Like it's not like they're just, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't
We're
believe
back.
It. I know they're all, yeah. Yeah. And I watched Ohio State fans. Ohio State was ranked what? Second at that time? Second in the nation? Michigan was ranked fifth, and they thought that they were, you know, it was – I was watching, well, we're just going to be 20th now. We're not even going to get – I'm like, probably, but it's not like you lost to Michigan unranked. Like, they were the fifth best, which we can argue that because Michigan State, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, yeah. Didn't Michigan State just get ran out of the life by Ohio State?
Yeah, by 55 points.
And then Michigan beat Ohio State, who Michigan State beat Michigan.
Yeah, so none of it makes sense. And Iowa's probably going to win the Big Ten championship. So that's just how that's going to go. All right, let's jump to the Effingham Bank phone line. Remember, if you want to jump in, 615-844-5600 is the phone number to do that. Ray is typing me a letter of like, let's just get to Wendell. Wendell in East Memphis. He was adding a lot. He was going to give me your whole backstory up there on the call board today. Wendell, how you doing, brother?
Doing fine. You know, I was thinking about Clark Lee at Vanderbilt. I bet he wishes he was back at Notre Dame now in the catbird seat.
Yeah, he definitely is punching himself in the face. Unironically, he is punching himself in the face right now, probably. I mean, let's just be honest, he is.
You know, one thing about Riley going to USC and Napier going to Florida, and and this is not only USC and Florida, but also Miami, Florida State, UCLA. One thing that a lot of people haven't been keeping track of is for the past 10 years, those regions just haven't been putting out the players. And all those schools have 70, 80, 90 players on their roster from, you know, south of San Francisco and California, or south of Alabama and southern Georgia and Florida. And the demographics of those areas have really changed to where, you know, there's a lot more kids playing soccer now, and it's just not football territory. So these coaches may not be the answer unless they can go to places like Alabama and Tennessee and the Midwest and, you know, the mountain states. And, you know, I know in California they like to go to Hawaii a lot for those big linemen. But
well, Wendell, you know, it's, you bring up a good point. I think it makes me think of another thought, and I've thought about this for a while. We joke about it all the time. Like, we joke when the NFL always talks about, you know, their COVID vaccines and all that kind of stuff, player safety and health, right? They always talk about it. But if they really wanted to keep their players safe and healthy, they wouldn't play the game, right? We know football causes injuries. We know football causes long-lasting injuries. And I think football is eventually going to go the way of boxing. At some point, there's going to be a time where, I mean, we're seeing it now, where you're saying those demographics are changing. I think it's, families don't want, parents don't want to see their kid bashing their head in, and so they're making them go, they're wanting them to go play soccer or baseball, something non-contact, and that's where you're seeing the athletes move away from the sport, so different demographic, different areas are starting to kind of sprout up talent, because some families are just pulling back from watching their kid play football.
Well, another thing with this NIL that can help correct that is, you know, offering a kid, you know, for his first photo shoot, you know, $20,000 disability contract for his 4 years in school, that if he ever gets, you know, injured, that it's where he can't play the sport, you know, that he gets a payout from an insurance company and things like that. But, you know, it's just, spoke earlier today about these colleges have got to quit throwing money at coaches and start thinking in terms of throwing money at players. They're getting the money from these big sponsors anyway, or these big boosters. They own corporations, you know, instead of bankrolling a buyout on a coach or whatever, they need to start thinking in terms of bankrolling players to do appearances and photo shoots and things like that for corporations, and get the money to the players, particularly the linemen. If you give it to the linemen, then you don't have to worry about the quarterbacks and the receivers and the secondary. They'll follow the linemen.
You, Wendell, you just lit Bruno's eyes up right there by saying that.
Well, when you're a lineman, you don't get anything. You don't even get nice words. you are sucked of all emotion and expected to be a peanut. So to get even $1,000 would be absurd in my head.
You know, if a lineman went to, you know, say somebody from Bridgestone called a player on the behalf of Bridgestone and said, "Hey, we've got this program with Vanderbilt where if you go to class and you make passing grades each semester, you get X bonus. If you show up to practice every day, you get X bonus." Now, all that's got to have somebody to manage it, which is going to cost, you know, $50,000 or $100,000. It's going to have to have some transparency that you don't have for normal students, where they publish this information. So it's got to change. There's a lot of changes that need to be made. But, you know, if you get a pancake block, if you get a tackle for loss, if you get to start, you get a X amount of bonus for each game for starting that game. And that's the kind of merit-based stuff. You know, at the end of the season, if you're an honor student, you get a X amount of bonus. If you do so much time in public service work, you get X amount of bonus. And that's going to create the kind of spokespeople that these corporations want.
Yeah. No, and you're right, Wendell.
You can roll it into a title like the Bridgestone Wall for linemen. And at that point, you will attract the backfield and the secondary that you need. And, you know, those star players, the money will follow them. You don't need to recruit money for them. It's the linemen that you need to recruit money for.
Yeah. Hey, Wendell, I appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you, man.
Wasn't Ole Miss the first team to do it? They're offering bonuses for grades, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, man.
If
Wendell got his way and that happened while you were in school, you would have walked out of there with like at least $15. You are no honor student.
I graduated, so.
That's all that matters. What do they call the last graduating doctor?
Doctor.
That's all that matters. Now, do you want to go to his practice? Maybe not. Some breaking news came across. LeBron James is now in the health and safety protocols and out versus Sacramento tonight. So, Is that their COVID?
That's their COVID.
Is that their COVID? So, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Minus
no
10
good.
Minus 10 social credit. I'm glad you appreciated that,
Joe. Basketball fans celebrate the NBA's 75th anniversary season on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can place their first bet risk-free, and if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. There's no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel. Already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account? FanDuel is hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, when your friend will also get $50 as well. Just invite them using your exclusive referral link, which can easily be found when you tap the refer icon. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign in using the promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, to get in on your first risk-free bet up to $1,000 and make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code TAS. And we got to remember, 21 and up and present in Tennessee. First online money, real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And gambling problems, call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Final moments of the afternoon stretch. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. That's the number you got to call in. At 6:50, though, you're going to get to hear the dulcet tones of one Mr. Now, I went to go say his name, and I've completely forgot. That is the epitome of my life. The Vanderbilt women's basketball play-by-play. Why am I forgetting? Charlie Mathers.
Charlie Mathers.
Dude, that is just my... Like, that is my cross to bear. I did not forget his name. It's just, I go to say it, and it wipes. That's got to be some kind of CTE or something, right, Bruno?
Yes.
I mean, it's got to be something.
You have CTE.
Jeez. Oh, we all got it, probably.
Who knows?
But Vanderbilt women's basketball taking on Chattanooga. Go Mox. Hope Mox get the win. All right, let's go to the FNMA phone line, 615-844-5600. Mike in Melrose. Mike, how you doing?
Good afternoon. I know you didn't just say go Mox on the station that carries the Vanderbilt basketball game.
I said it earlier. Not. It's the only time I won't cheer against against them because the Mox are my heart. So
I just wish y'all carried the men's basketball also like you do the baseball. That way I wouldn't have to go searching for that other station when the men are on.
Well, you know where you can lodge your complaints.
Hey, and I just got an email. They made some plans to upgrade the baseball stadium with some new seating areas. Looks nice. I'm sure they'll jack the prices up.
You'll get another one of those forced donations, right?
Oh yeah, of course. The last guy's example, as far as the paying Vanderbilt would never ever allow for that. And Bruno can probably speak more on this. They would find some way. They're not going to be given incentive. Maybe the grades, but not for play by play.
Yeah, no, I don't think they would do anything like that. It's also, I mean, the grade saying maybe, but it's on the school to find it. So you're creating a new job essentially for these people to go find this new incentive to get the money in. I don't think it would ever work. They should find some sort of incentivizing for player standouts with NIL, and NIL's in such an infant status right now. We're not even a full year into it yet. So, you know, in the coming 4, 5, 10 years, you're going to see NIL merge and grow into people finding how to use the system the proper way and to make the most money. And that, you know, that might include some sort of incentive play or something like that.
Well, that could happen. I just really couldn't see it at Vanderbilt. Hey, as far as the Michigan, I did go to the Midtown Bar last week where the Michigan fans hang out. I was happy for them. They suffered. Between losing Ohio State and being a Detroit Lion fan, they've suffered a lot.
Living in Michigan.
Yeah, I'm living in Michigan. That's the other side of it.
All right, good to meet y'all.
Hey,
good
Mike.
Last night. Have a good one.
Absolutely. It was great to meet you, brother. It was so nice to meet you. Appreciate you calling in, buddy. 615-844-5600 if you want to get on.
I expect to be able to go to any strike and spare and just play. Just walk in, walk by, and play.
Yeah.
Come on.
The good news
There's
with
a reason
you,
I waited for him to get off air to say that.
The good reason for you is that Strike and Spare won't really miss out on much because they're not going to have to worry about like wear and tear on the pins.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the funny, gutter dude. Might need to get fixed or something.
Dude, that was funny.
I got him, Ray. And you know what, Ray? That joke also goes for you because you suck at bowling too. So I could beat anyone in here in bowling right now.
How does it feel that you're
great?
You're just below average at everything.
No, I'm above average at that. What are you talking about?
100 is above average? No.
That's not what I throw. That's what Ray throws.
What do you throw?
140, 150.
That's above average?
Yes.
No, 200 is above average.
No, 200 is like what the pros are rolling.
No!
No.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And also, let's also, I'm going to count myself in this. Let's not all act like we know what's going on the pro bowling tour or whatever they call it. I don't even know what they call it.
We did it. You did.
Woman there that was like, she bowls 300 a million times a week, you know?
Yeah, well, she's really good right now. She's really good. So that's just what's going to happen. I stand by that. I stand by what I said. All right? I stand by what I said on that. Let's go to the FM Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Coming up on the final minute here. Steve in Nashville. Steve, how you doing, brother?
What's happening, gentlemen? Bruno, I'll speak for my dad. I'll give you free roller skating, rollerblading it.
There it is.
Yeah, I like moving, man. I like the fluidity of moving.
We can make some money on that. Just film it, put it on TikTok or YouTube. Just think that'd be a good business.
Big guy falls down.
And also get hurt.
Good, but hey, I apologize. Any of y'all have McCaffrey on your team? What's that guy just going to be?
Yes, one does.
Jeez.
Bruno Reagan is
he's not on my team anymore. All right.
Yard drop him.
Yeah.
I hate that. He's so much fun to watch. I hate it when guys like that can't stay healthy.
Yeah, well, that's Zach what happens. That's what happens when you use a guy over and over again and workload him into the ground.
It's the nature of the beast. You got to earn your contract so he earns it. And then he's like, wait, I can't move anymore. I am disabled. I'm white, saucy, jacked, and disabled.
Yeah, he is jacked. Congratulations.
That is disappointing. I just drove by my alumni Lipscomb, so hopefully they'll beat CPA again this weekend.
There you go.
State championship, so it's pretty cool. All the local schools are represented pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Steve, I appreciate calling in, man. It was so nice to get to meet you yesterday, too.
You too. Thanks for doing that. Y'all come out anytime.
Absolutely. We'll hit you up for sure. It was a fun night.
I didn't get to meet Steve.
You didn't get to meet
Steve? No, I met Mike from Melrose, Tony from Nolensville, Frank, that's it.
Yeah, they're all great guys, and we appreciate them calling in all the time, listening. Yeah. Not only the show, but also the station as a whole. A lot of fun time was had last night, though. Got to meet a lot of people. Unfortunately, we didn't get to meet everybody, because, I mean, there was others that I heard that were asking for us or looking. But it is what it is. You know, we'll see at another event. There are going to be a lot more events going on now that we're starting to roll back into doing live.
Bruno, we got to see this above average bowling like game that
he saw it and he lost three games.
You saw Bruno?
I was deathly sick and Zach like, let's go play bowling. And literally they're caught.
There you go. You got Bruno on an off day. The guy was sick.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Come on.
You gotta have real good health to roll a ball down the middle of a lane.
I'm sitting there.
Did you see the video?
No. Did he have the guardrails up? Is that what happened? Is that what he did? Did he have the guardrails up?
Well, we might need to put the bumper up for YouTube bozos. Bumpers or whatever it is. There. Hey, we're done. Everybody, appreciate listening. Remember, I love you. Have a great night. We'll see you guys tomorrow here on Nashville Sports Radio.